Why people don't listen to you at work and how to fix it. Have you ever experienced the frustration of sharing an idea in a meeting only to be ignored, then watching someone else present the same concept to roaring applause? Or perhaps you've sent carefully crafted emails that seemingly disappear into the void, never to receive a response? If you've felt invisible or unheard in your workplace, you're not alone. The ability to be listened to effectively is a critical professional skill, yet it's one that many talented professionals struggle with throughout their careers. Being heard at work isn't just about personal validation, it directly impacts your effectiveness, influence, and career trajectory. When your ideas aren't received, your contributions can't create value, your expertise goes unutilized, and your opportunities for advancement may diminish. The good news is that being heard is a skill that can be developed with the right understanding and techniques. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore why people might not be listening to you at work and most importantly what you can do to change that dynamic. Whether you're a new employee trying to establish yourself, a mid-career professional hitting communication roadblocks, or a leader aiming to increase your influence, these strategies will help you ensure your voice doesn't just get heard but makes an impact. Signs that people aren't listening to you. Before addressing the problem, it's important to recognize when it's happening. Here are common indicators that your workplace communications aren't landing effectively. Your suggestions are frequently overlooked, only to be praised when someone else repeats them. Colleagues regularly interrupt you during meetings or conversations. You receive minimal or no response to your emails and messages. Your ideas are acknowledged in the moment but never implemented. People look distracted, checking phones, typing, looking elsewhere, when you speak. You're rarely sought out for your opinion on matters within your expertise. Your contributions to projects get minimized in final reports or presentations. If these signs feel familiar, you might be experiencing a genuine listening problem at work. Understanding the potential causes is the first step toward crafting an effective solution. Common reasons people don't listen to you at work. The reasons colleagues may not be receptive to your communications typically fall into several categories: delivery issues, credibility factors, environmental challenges, and interpersonal dynamics. According to Business Communication Research, effective workplace communication requires both technical skill and social awareness. Let's examine the most common barriers to being heard. 1. Communication style issues. Your delivery style significantly impacts how your message is received. Common problematic patterns include: speaking too softly or with uncertainty, when your voice lacks volume or confidence, it signals to listeners that even you might not believe in what you're saying. Rambling or being overly verbose, taking too long to get to the point can cause listeners to mentally check out. Using excessive fillers, too many ums, likes, and you knows can diminish perceived expertise. Communicating without structure, jumping between points without clear organization makes your message difficult to follow. Inappropriate formality level, being too casual in formal settings, or vice versa, creates dissonance that distracts from your message. 2. Credibility factors. Sometimes the issue isn't how you speak but how others perceive your authority on the subject. Being new to the organization, recent hires often face an uphill battle to establish credibility. Lack of recognized expertise: if others don't know your background or qualifications, they may discount your input. Past communication mistakes, previous errors or overstatements can haunt current perceptions. Inconsistent performance: delivering inconsistent results makes others less likely to trust your judgment. 3. Environmental and cultural challenges. Sometimes the problem lies in the environment rather than with you. Hierarchical cultures: some organizations implicitly value input based on seniority rather than merit. Communication overload: in environments where everyone is bombarded with messages, standing out becomes more difficult. Format misalignment: using written communication when face-to-face would be more effective, or vice versa. Virtual communication barriers: remote work introduces additional challenges like technical issues, reduced nonverbal cues, and multitasking. 4. Interpersonal and political factors. Sometimes workplace dynamics play a significant role. Poor relationships with key stakeholders, strained relationships can lead to automatic discounting of your ideas. Competing agendas: others may have incentives to promote alternative perspectives. Unconscious biases: gender, age, cultural background, and other factors can unfortunately influence how messages are received. Territory protection: some colleagues may feel threatened if your ideas encroach on their perceived domain. The psychology behind why we listen, or don't. Understanding the psychological factors that influence listening can help you craft more effective communication strategies. In professional settings, several key principles apply. Attention economics. In our information-saturated world, attention has become a scarce resource. People unconsciously prioritize what to pay attention to based on perceived value, relevance, and interest. If your communication doesn't immediately signal importance or benefit to the listener, it risks being filtered out. Confirmation bias. People naturally gravitate toward information that confirms their existing beliefs and may unconsciously discount information that challenges them. This means that even well-presented ideas may face resistance if they contradict established viewpoints. Status assessment. Humans are constantly, and often unconsciously, assessing status in social interactions. Factors like position, perceived expertise, confidence, and social connections all influence how much weight others give to your words. Cognitive load. When people are mentally overtaxed, their capacity to process new information diminishes significantly. Timing your communication for when others have cognitive bandwidth can dramatically improve reception. Modern business communication has evolved significantly with technology integration and changing workplace cultures. As highlighted by research on communication channels, understanding which medium works best for different types of messages is crucial for effectiveness. Practical strategies to improve how you are received at work. Now that we understand the common barriers to being heard, let's explore practical solutions for each area. 1. Enhance your delivery style. Develop a confident speaking voice. Practice speaking from your diaphragm rather than your throat for a fuller, more authoritative sound. Record yourself speaking and listen critically to identify areas for improvement. Consider joining organizations like Toastmasters that provide structured practice and feedback. Master concise communication. Before any important communication, identify your core message and supporting points. Practice the pyramid principle by starting with your conclusion, then providing supporting evidence. As a general rule, if you can't summarize your main point in one or two sentences, you may need more clarity yourself. Eliminate filler words. Build awareness of your verbal habits by recording yourself or asking a trusted colleague to flag when you use fillers. Practice pausing silently instead of filling space with or like. Remember that brief silences often add gravitas rather than detracting from your message. Structure your message. Use frameworks like situation complication resolution or problem solution benefit to organize your thoughts logically. For complex topics, consider providing a brief roadmap at the beginning. I'll cover 3 points: the current situation, challenges we're facing, and my proposed solution. Digital communication presents its own unique challenges and opportunities. For insights on mastering virtual communication, professional resources on digital business communication offer valuable guidance on adapting your approach to online environments where nonverbal cues may be limited. 2. Build and leverage credibility. Establish your expertise strategically. Look for low-risk opportunities to demonstrate knowledge, such as sharing relevant industry articles with thoughtful commentary or offering to present on topics within your wheelhouse. Document your successes and be ready to reference relevant experience when introducing new ideas. Build a personal track record. Be meticulous about following through on commitments, meeting deadlines, and producing high-quality work. Reliability creates a foundation of trust that makes others more receptive to your input. Leverage social proof. When appropriate, reference how your suggestions have worked in previous roles or other organizations. Citing respected sources or aligning your ideas with organizational values or leadership priorities can also enhance reception. Manage your personal brand. Pay attention to how you present yourself physically and online. Professional appearance, thoughtful contributions to workplace discussions, and a polished LinkedIn profile all contribute to how others perceive your credibility. The professional development of communication skills is a continuous journey. Organizations like the Association for Business Communication offer resources, research, and communities focused on developing more effective business communication practices. 3. Navigate environmental challenges. Adapt to organizational culture. Study how decisions are truly made in your organization. In some environments, the real conversations happen before the meeting. In others, written proposals carry more weight than verbal suggestions. Align your approach with these realities. Choose the right medium. Consider whether your message is best delivered via email, chat, phone, video conference, or in-person discussion. Complex or potentially controversial topics usually benefit from richer communication channels with more immediate feedback. Time your communications strategically. Be mindful of when others are likely to be most receptive. Avoid Monday mornings for complex proposals or Friday afternoons for anything requiring immediate action. Consider individual preferences as well. Some people process information best in the morning, others later in the day. Master virtual presence, in remote settings, ensure your technology, lighting, and background present you professionally. Practice looking at the camera rather than the screen to create a sense of eye contact, and use more deliberate gestures and vocal variety to compensate for reduced nonverbal cues. Career advancement often depends on communication effectiveness. Professional career guidance frequently emphasizes that developing strong communication skills is among the most important factors in career progression across virtually all industries. 4. Strengthen relationships and navigate politics. Build strategic alliances, invest in relationships with influential colleagues before you need their support. Look for opportunities to help others succeed, and they'll be more likely to champion your ideas later. Practice active listening. Ironically, becoming a better listener often makes others more likely to listen to you. Demonstrate genuine interest in others' perspectives, ask thoughtful questions, and acknowledge their contributions before adding your own. Manage up effectively, understand your manager's communication preferences, priorities, and pressures. Frame your communications in terms of how they support departmental or organizational goals that matter to leadership. Address biases strategically. If you suspect unconscious bias may be limiting your impact, consider finding sponsors who can advocate for your ideas, documenting your contributions in writing, or leveraging data to support your positions. Building resilience when you're not being heard. Even with the best strategies, there will be times when your ideas don't get the reception they deserve. Developing resilience is crucial for long-term success and well-being. Effective professionals develop approaches for bouncing back from communication disappointments. When faced with rejection or dismissal, it's natural to experience frustration or self-doubt. Research on emotional intelligence in workplace rejection shows that managing these emotions effectively is key to maintaining motivation and performance. Consider these resilience-building strategies. Separate identity from ideas. Remember that rejection of a suggestion does not constitute rejection of you as a person or professional. Maintaining this separation helps preserve confidence and willingness to continue contributing. Analyze rather than personalize. Instead of assuming something is wrong with you or your idea, analyze the situation objectively. Was the timing off? Did you approach the wrong stakeholder? Was there a competing priority? Learning from each instance improves future attempts. Find alternative channels. If one approach isn't working, consider different avenues. Sometimes an idea that falls flat in a group setting might gain traction in a one-on-one conversation or when presented in writing instead of verbally. Build a support network. Cultivate relationships with colleagues who value your contributions. Having a few allies who recognize your capabilities provides both emotional support and potential advocacy. Not being heard can actually become an opportunity for growth. Perspectives on transforming rejection into opportunity suggest that these challenging experiences often lead to developing greater adaptability, more persuasive communication skills, and increased self-awareness, all valuable professional assets. Advanced communication techniques for difficult situations. Some workplace communication scenarios are particularly challenging. Here are advanced strategies for specific situations. When you're being interrupted. Being interrupted repeatedly can be frustrating and undermines your ability to contribute effectively. Try these techniques. The continuation technique: instead of stopping when interrupted, continue speaking, at a slightly higher volume if necessary, until you complete your point. The acknowledgement pivot: briefly acknowledge the interrupter with "I'll address that in a moment" or "let me finish this point first, then continue." The ally system: arrange with a supportive colleague to intervene with comments like "I'd like to hear the rest of your name's point." When facing repeated dismissal or interruption, maintaining composure is crucial. Professional guidance on handling rejection gracefully emphasizes that responding with emotional intelligence rather than defensiveness preserves both relationships and your professional reputation. When your ideas are being appropriated. If others are claiming credit for your ideas, consider these approaches. Documentation: share ideas in writing before meetings to establish a timestamp. Public attribution: when someone builds on your idea, say "I'm glad you support the approach I suggested earlier. Let me elaborate on how I see it working." Private conversations: address repeated instances privately with the individual before escalating. When facing entrenched opposition. Sometimes you'll encounter resistance that seems based more on politics than the merits of your ideas. Find the underlying concern. Often, stated objections mask deeper concerns. Ask questions to uncover the real issue. Pilot approaches: propose a small-scale test of your idea to reduce perceived risk and generate data. Coalition building: identify and secure support from stakeholders who might influence the decision makers. Setting appropriate boundaries. Being heard sometimes requires establishing clear boundaries around how you are treated. Research on effective boundary setting indicates that you can assert yourself professionally without damaging relationships by using I statements, I need to finish my point before moving on rather than you always interrupt me. Being specific about needs, for me to contribute effectively, I need uninterrupted time to explain complex concepts is clearer than general complaints. Following up in writing, after establishing a boundary verbally, a brief email summarizing the agreement can reinforce it. The creative approach to workplace rejection. Sometimes conventional approaches aren't enough, and creative strategies become necessary. Insights from creative professionals on handling rejection suggest that approaching workplace communication challenges with flexibility and even artistic thinking can yield surprising results. Consider reframing, present the same idea from an entirely different angle or with new framing that addresses unstated concerns. Storytelling, use narrative techniques to make abstract ideas concrete and emotionally resonant. Visual communication, sometimes a diagram, prototype, or visual model communicates more effectively than words alone. Conclusion. Being heard at work is not about dominating conversations or demanding attention, it's about communicating in ways that create value, build trust, and advance shared goals. By understanding the underlying dynamics, refining your approach, and persisting with resilience, you can transform from someone who struggles to be heard into someone whose voice carries genuine influence. Remember that becoming more effective in workplace communication is a journey rather than a destination. Experiment with different techniques. Reflect on what works in your specific context, and continue refining your approach. With deliberate practice and strategic application of these principles, you'll find yourself not only being heard but actively sought out for your valuable perspective. The ability to communicate effectively is not just a professional skill, it's a career accelerator and a key to greater workplace satisfaction. When your ideas are heard, understood, and implemented, you experience the fundamental human need for contribution and recognition. By applying the strategies in this guide, you are not just working toward professional success but also toward a more fulfilling work experience.